You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So it was just a couple of months ago, I think back in June, when there was some guy who was on a flight from Detroit to Denver. And it made the news because he was airdropping. If you're not familiar with that technology, Google it. He was airdropping photos of himself to other passengers on the plane. But the photos were not just selfies of him smiling. They were pictures of his
body. Pee-pee ding ding. His pee-pee ding ding pics.
And he did an airdrop. We talked about it on the show briefly. But what didn't cross my mind is that story would give so many millions of people the idea who hadn't thought of it before. And so now it's a thing called cyber flashing. And there are a couple of states that have already passed laws to try to prohibit people from cyber flashing everyone around them with airdrops.
Right.
And the best story of the day, this actually happened, last week, but it's just now kind of making the rounds. A pilot on Southwest Airlines had to get on the intercom. Jeremy's got the audio for us. It was a flight from Houston to Cabo, which already, it's a bunch of people liquored up going down to Cabo.
They're at a party, so why not, send some pee-pee pics?
I feel like we can probably guesstimate the demographic of the people who are doing this. I'm going to guess male between 20 and 26.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Uh-huh.
would you agree?
Probably, ballpark.
Probably.
Probably
male
a guy.
20s for sure.
Yeah.
And what these guys were doing was airdropping all sorts of naked photos to everyone on their flight. So, Jeremy, if you would like to pick up the story from there.
So the pilot went into full dad mode. I feel like we should explain a little bit what airdrop is. So, if you get a message on your phone, it'll pop up and it'll say, so-and-so wants to send you a photo or whatever, an attachment. And you have to hit accept on your phone. I mean, you can reject it or you can accept it. And then if you hit accept, it downloads it from that person's phone from in the back of the plane, essentially, and pops up on your phone. And then you're like, oh, my God, that's a pee-pee ding ding.
The lesson here is if you get an airdrop request, just say no unless you want your eyeballs to pop out of your head.
I feel like they could have found out who this is pretty quick, because doesn't it say that it's coming from such and such phone or such and such person? I mean, guess there'd be a way to camouflage that somehow.
I believe you can track down who it is. I mean, first of all, it's on a plane. You can just leave everybody on the plane until
there's only so many people. Yeah, that could be.
If you'll pardon the pun again, get to the bottom of it.
Right. But here's the pilot going full dad mode on everybody.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Whatever that airdrop is, stop sending the naked photos. Wouldn't it be a fantastic twist if it ended up being the pilot?
It's his co-pilot, actually.
He's like,
the pilot's making the announcement. The co-pilot's sitting there going, oh, no. He was just trying to send it to one of the flight attendants.
Right.
Oh, no, everybody.
Oh, yeah. So
the plane had not taken off yet. They were still on the tarmac, and he was saying, I'm going to go back to the gate, and everyone's going to have to get off the plane.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can all agree that it's rude to do that. There's some sort of harassment there involved, but pretty good prank, though, too. At the same time, that's kind of funny when you're sitting there waiting to take off, and you're just like, oh, this person's got their airdrop turned on. I'm just going to start sending some funny pictures to everybody. I love it. I really do love it. I mean, minus the whole harassment aspect of it.
But. Well, let me ask a question here. Let's assume for a moment that they are not X-rated photos. What if they were just funny photos?
Like, hey, how are you? There's something
or
positive.
Just like a we all see funny photos, like, wild animals, doing, making a funny face or something. If it's something really funny,
yeah.
Do people get upset still, or does it have to be something that's crossing the line in terms of nudity or whatever?
You probably have to cross the line. Luis just texted in. He says, if it's one picture, when it pops up on your phone, it'll show you the type of picture you're getting before you can accept it. So if it is just one picture, that is true. It'll give you a little preview of what's coming at you. And he says, so why would you click accept if you can see what the picture is? So,
well, these people were like, necessarily click accept. They're still seeing it. So that's what's got, you know, some people outraged.
It's still like, popping up.
Like Luis is saying, you still get to see what it is.
Yeah.
But so I'm wondering if you did just a funny photo that wasn't, you know, X-rated, would anyone have complained or would people just be all on the plane be laughing?
Probably just laughing, I would think. If it's just a lighthearted nonsense, you know, versus like, oh my God. Whoa.
So anyway funny. The law is called, it's called cyber flashing. Texas and California have passed laws against it, and I'm sure it'll be coming soon.